This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Some homeowners who lost everything in the Marshall Fire are looking to rebuild. Willem Klein visited the remains of his home in Superior. He wonders if there will be enough contractors and materials to rebuild entire neighborhoods.
It'd be nice to get a group of us here to band together and rebuild all of our homes so we can rebuild the community, first and foremost, but I don't know.
Klein says claim adjusters had not assessed homes in his neighborhood as of this week. Residents of Superior and Louisville are being told to boil their drinking water due to potential bacteria and contaminants in the system. Kristen Groth says her family has a water purification routine.
We just have a big pot on the stove that we boil it and then wait till it cools and pour it into a pitcher and just kind of keep rotating.
Superior hopes to lift its boil water advisory tomorrow, Louisville by Sunday. Democratic Congressman Jason Crow wants January 6th declared Democracy Day. CPR Washington reporter Caitlin Kim was inside the Capitol a year ago today.
Whenever you have like a big shocking event like this, like 9/11, I think is probably the most recent one in a lot of our memories, or even like a tornado or a wildfire, right? Like the communities come together. They don't sort of take political sides. You're not seeing that with this. And I think that shows to how political January 6th has gotten.
Colorado Republican Doug Lamborn calls comparing January 6th to attacks like Pearl Harbor repugnant. This is CPR News.